The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, April the 16th. We've got two segments for you today, two topics. Let's start, first of all, with Kelly Smith. Welcome back to
Thanks
Radio
for
Friends,
having
Kelly.
Me again.
River City Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. And you have something big coming up, don't you? Very soon.
We do. We're dedicating our 80th Jefferson City Habitat home. We're selling it the first week in May, and so we'll have a celebration on the 7th of May.
This is the 80th?
The 80th
home
local.
That you built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over how many years?
About 20.
80 houses.
I know.
That's a
so,
lot.
My hair's so gray. We sold 8 houses last year, and things have been really, we've been building up a lot with our mm-hmm. capacity to build and with our fundraising, trying to generate more interest for the issue of poverty housing in Jefferson City. And so we're excited to dedicate the 80th house. It's on Stadium Boulevard, so you can't miss it if you're on Stadium in Jefferson City.
And there's a sign.
Oh, yeah. Big sign. And so we'll dedicate it that night. We'll have an open house at 5 o'clock on the 7th. And so people should come out. They can walk through the house and see it.
Yeah. And something else that you wanted to mention.
Well, I was going to mention our fundraising is, you know, it's always an issue. It's always a need. And so our Habitat Restore, which is an all-volunteer store, has just received a big donation from the Whirlpool Corporation. So we have quite a few brand new appliances for sale in our Restore.
So these are all brand new appliances.
Correct. Like fancy ones.
In the resale store.
In our Restore. Whirlpool donates a stove and refrigerator for every Habitat house that's built in the United States.
Oh, nice of them.
Every single one. And so then when they have overstock, they'll donate those to Habitat Restores. These are sort of like KitchenAid grills and things like that. Mm-hmm. We have a couple refrigerators and dishwashers, but mostly grill accessories.
So all of the money that you bring in from the sale of these items goes directly to Habitat.
That's right. It's all volunteers in the store. And so anything we make by selling something goes to the ministry straight to the homes.
Okay. So when will these new appliances be there?
They will be there starting now. I mean, they're pricing them now. And so we're open Thursday and Saturday mornings and Friday afternoons.
Okay.
But our website would be the best way for people to get all the info.
Okay. What's the website address?
It's just rivercityhabitat.org.
www.rivercityhabitat.org.
Right.
And if somebody wants to volunteer to help with the 81st house,
oh, yeah.
Can they do that?
We always need volunteers for the homes, for the Restore, for our committees, for fundraising. We can find a place for anybody that wants to
volunteer.
Is
the 81st house going on right now, being built right now?
We've got 4 houses going, and so we're kind of planning now for probably starting our 85th, which will be later on this year.
Okay. So if somebody wants to help out with the building or if they want to help out financially, there's always the welcome mat is out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Is there a phone number also to call?
Sure. It's 573-635-8439.
Okay. Kelly Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks.
For coming
by.
Always a pleasure
it.
Having you here. Kelly Smith, River City Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you.
Now, we turn over here. We've got another group from the Jeff City area, Capital City Players. And they're here to tell us about Moon Over Buffalo. And sitting right next to me is a guy I haven't seen for about 15, 16 years, used to sing on Pepper and Friends. John Scheltmeyer,
right.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Radio Friends,
John.
You moved out to Los Angeles, and how'd you end up coming back to Columbia?
You know, my daughter's going to be 5 this summer. We wanted to be close to family again,
so
came back to what I know.
And Dustin Allison,
Hi. Good to see
have
you, sir.
You here. I wasn't sliding you,
no, of course
Dustin.
Not.
tell me about Moon Over Buffalo.
Well, you know, it's a great farce. Carol Burnett brought it to Broadway in the 90s to great acclaim. So if you like Carol Burnett, you like wacky comedy, we've got plenty of it for you in Moon Over Buffalo. It's a great 2 hours of fun.
This is not a musical.
It is not a musical. It's a play. You don't want to hear some of us sing, but you want to hear this guy
John.
Sing.
But John, John's you a good sing. Singer, right.
But it's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then next weekend at Capital City Players in Jefferson City.
Okay, well, give me a little bit about the plot.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an identity issue. there's there's a lot of running around. There's a lot of slamming of doors, like you might think of as a farce. There's a love story between two kind of longtime actors, old Hollywood actors who are now doing a play in Buffalo. And there's a lot of mix-up and hijinks that happen, whether or not they're trying to do a play Cyrano de Bergerac or a play Private Lives, and all kinds of comedy ensues when they get it wrong.
And their kids are involved with it too, aren't they?
They are, yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
In fact, the one kid, if I can remember, is a television weather person.
That's right. That's my part, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're the television, that's your character.
I'm the nutty meteorologist. Yeah,
and you're totally enthralled about meeting the parents, the wonderful actors of old time.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a ridiculous part, and we have a lot of fun with it, as does everybody else in the cast.
So, John, what's your character?
I'm Richard Menard, lawyer to the stars, entertainment lawyer. I haven't decided if the character I play is actually a very successful lawyer or if he just wants everyone to think he is. But he's in love with Charlotte Hay, who's one of the main characters.
Yeah.
And he's trying to kind of court her away from her husband, George, because he feels like she deserves way better. Yeah. So it's more of an ancillary character, but it's fun.
In your own words, why should people come to see Moon Over Buffalo?
It's dinner theater, which is always fun.
Yeah, it's good food, too.
It's a fun, entertaining play. It's a lot like being there for the filming of a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, I'd go.
Okay, I'd pay to see it.
Now, you moved out to Los Angeles. You came back because of your 5-year-old daughter. Is this the first production you've done with?
Yeah,
this is Capital City Players.
Yeah, it's the first production I've done since college. I was in the falsettos, I think, in 1996 or 1997.
So what is your opinion of this production company, Capital City Players?
I like it. It's fun.
Careful.
Everybody's really good. Everybody's really good. I'm with a talented group of people.
Very professional.
Yeah.
Very professional. And the food. The food is good. It's just an all-around good time.
Argyle Catering does a great job every time for us, and we're glad to have them back again this time.
Okay, so you open this Friday.
This Friday.
What time?
Doors open at 6. Food starts at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30.
Okay, so you got an hour. You get there half an hour earlier, and you just kind of mingle around and talk to people, sit at your table.
That's right.
Dinner is from 6:30 to 7:30. The production starts at 7:30. And then what about Sunday?
Sunday, doors open at noon, 12:30. Food served, and 1:30 performance.
Okay, so you run this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the following?
Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But you open this Friday.
That's right, and tickets are available at 681-9012, 573-681-9012, or on capitalcityplayers.com.
Okay, operators are standing by right now. Whole bank of them. John, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And Kelly, thanks for coming by. Tomorrow, we've got the One Read program and Independent Actors Theater. Man, I'm not talking very well right now, am I? It's time for me to go. Our director, Travis Millen, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Wahan. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.